Rise and Shine with Robbo and Becky on Vision.
Well, we chat with him once a week, and I wish we could chat with him for the whole morning. He is a member of the Vision family. It is Brett Ryan from Focus on the Family. Good morning.
Good morning to you. I'm actually in the Vision radio station in Melbourne, So hopefully I'm coming through loud and clear.
Yep. Always good. Gotcha. We love
loud
that you join
clear,
us in our Melbourne office.
Yeah.
Now, let's chat. Sorry, I'm taking over this one. Oh, this online schooling and homeschooling. Now, I have to say, it's been full on, but there have been some real good benefits from it too. So I thought we could touch on that this morning.
Yes, it's certainly a whole new reality, and it can be an enormous amount of stress that's added to parents who are already working from home. Everyone's in each other's space, and now we're having to do this schooling. And I was actually reading an article just yesterday, and it was talking about that it's not homeschooling. You're not educating your kids. You're actually remote learning. So the teachers, if they're normally a typical student who's going to school on a regular basis, and that mum and dad are meant to facilitate this, that you're just to ensure that they're doing all the things that need to be done. But this is a great opportunity. And I think, you know, you might experience this, Beck, with your kids, that they can actually go at the pace that they are going to thrive with. So it can be an incredibly good opportunity that they don't have to go at the same pace as their peers. They can go at their own pace, their own style, their own way of sitting at a desk or on a lounge chair or at the kitchen table or outside. It's this great way of exploring their own way of learning and thriving in it.
I must admit, I have as much as it's stressful sort of getting the stuff going, once Michaela's up and going, I can see that it's beneficial for her because she can rewatch the video that they've sent and re-listen to it and take her time. Whereas I can imagine at school, they probably watch the video once, the teacher quickly talks about it, and then they got to answer the questions, and I could just see her. She doesn't really fit in the school box as it is, but yeah, the whole. So I like that sort of thing, but the fact that I might be the one having to try and figure out the maths equations, that doesn't work so well.
that's exactly right. I don't think the teachers are expecting mum and dad to actually fill in those gaps. That's their role and responsibility. And I think the teachers are doing really well, and we commend them for adapting to this new reality that they're finding. My son actually is meant to be doing teaching rounds at this time. So he's actually doing watching and observing online when a teacher actually interacts with one or two students at the same time. And he's learning a great deal about the individual care that a child needs. But I think one of the things that people should be aware of, and mums and dads, is to, you know, not to stress about this, not to panic that, you know, this is a short window, and it may be extended. We don't know. We have no idea how long it's going to take, but it actually is giving us an opportunity for children to learn resilience, adaptability, learn incidentally about life in general. These things about, you know, mathematics and English and spelling, and these are all part of the learning opportunity, but they're also learning how to maybe cook or clean and become more resilient in adapting to a whole new level of interacting with others, missing out on their friends, but learning to communicate different ways. There's just an exciting opportunity. So don't stress, mum and dad. It's easy to say, I know, but don't stress.
Yeah,
so
it's a good reminder, because I think, you know, I said this a couple of weeks ago to somebody else that, you know, teachers go to uni for 4 or 5 years to learn to be a teacher, and suddenly parents have, you know, feel like they've got to be, you know, everything for the kids within the space of a few weeks. And it's not going to happen. I mean, obviously, some parents will naturally be more inclined to it than others. But I think that we can, yeah, take a bit of the pressure off, as you say, Brett, and recognise that, you know, it is only going to be for a short term, even if it's, let's say, a full term, but it's still in the big scheme of, 12
it's
years
10
of schooling.
Weeks,
not
it's
such
10
a big
weeks
deal.
If it's going to be.
And kids will catch up. It's not going to be the end of the world if they don't get all these things. And a lot of people are, you know, catastrophizing that this is going to be, you know, this incredible interruption in their children's learning. That's not the case. Kids will tend to go at their own pace, and they'll actually enjoy. You still have to be disciplined. You still have to have some routines, and it doesn't necessarily mean they have to start at 9 o'clock and finish at 3:30. No, they can can actually do a lot in a short period of time.
They can.
So they can go at their own pace. And mums and dads, we don't have to entertain them. And I said that time and time again. The best thing you can do for your kids is allow them to be bored, and they have to find activities for themselves. And that doesn't mean turning completely to technology. They can do other things. And you can set some boundaries and some ways of doing that, that your kids aren't just going to be completely lost in technology world. Obviously, they're doing that with their remote learning. But at the same time, you know, they can go outside and play and be creative and let their hair down and get messy. And there's lots of different things your kids can do during this time. And especially, it's a great time to actually slow down everyone when you can to have some great family time.
Yeah, good point. Yep, good point. So good.
And I'm sure that you guys have got some good resources on your website around some of this, what we've been talking about today. What would you encourage people to look for on your website?
Yeah, they can actually just look up homeschooling, and there'll be some great articles, and we're going to be putting on some more as we go along. And if they look up that, you know, there's things that along with that, relax, your kids are already homeschooled. It was on a great article that we've just got on our website. Things like parenting with no regrets, you know, going into how we can do this in a really positive way. And also just knowing that every child is different. And we talk about how uniquely and wonderfully made children are. This is going to be even allowing children not to be conforming to the patterns of their own friends, but they're going to be conforming to the patterns of how God sees them. And if we can continue to instill that into them, oh man, our kids will just soar. And that's what we want our kids to do. We want them to be all things to what God has created them to be.
Amen.
So true. Good stuff. Well, check that all out at families.org.au. Some great resources there. And appreciate your sage wisdom on all that today, Brett. Appreciate your time.
You are more than welcome.
Before you go, thanks for listening.
There's lots more great audio on demand, or you can listen to us live at visionradio.org.au.
And remember, Vision is listener supported. Your donation,
large or small,
will help us continue connecting faith to life for hundreds of thousands of people across Australia and around the world.
Learn more or donate today at visionradio.org.au.